Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Patrick Wall, and welcome to our continuing coverage of the 2013 NFL Draft here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The Eagles hold the fourth overall selection in this April's draft, and what the Eagles plan to do with that pick is anybody's guess. In his most recent mock draft, ESPN's Mel Kiper Jr. has the Eagles selecting Alabama cornerback Dee Milliner. We spoke with Kiper about why he thinks the Alabama cornerback and the Eagles are a good fit.
Well, I think in terms of Milliner, you know, is a need, the fact that he's a solid player ready to come in, even though he only started the 1 year, tremendous coaching there, played against obviously a lot of quality players in practice and in games throughout his career. I think when you look at being forced up there into that fourth spot, obviously it's because of the way the draft unfolded. There's not the elite star power that we've had in some other drafts at the top. That forces him up.
Head coach Chip Kelly will look to install a new-look offense here in Philadelphia, but who will be running that offense is the million-dollar question. If the Eagles decide to go draft and look for a new signal caller, Kiper gives us some names to look for come April.
In terms of the quarterbacks, you know, we have to see about Nick Foles, obviously what happens there. You think about the quarterback position with Michael Vick there. You think about quarterbacks with Chip. How does he impact the NFL coming from Oregon and that offense? Obviously he's been in different places, not just Oregon. I mentioned a lot of the quarterbacks could go maybe day three. And maybe they figure at that point they can pick one up. They work out. That's what happens. These quarterbacks work out for a coach. They feel like this is a guy that fits what I do and what I like to do moving forward, and they bring him into the fold. So that's going to be for Chip to identify the quarterback that he sees after the pro days and the combine, and also after the All-Star games. Remember, the juniors weren't able to go there and participate, what to see. I mean, Tyler Bray is going to be an interesting guy out of Tennessee, who I think with another year at Tennessee, it could have been maybe a solid first-round pick. Now you're looking at a second or third rounder for Tyler Bray. So it just depends on individual preference for the coach, and that's what's going to come down to for Chip.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com is your one-stop shop for all your Eagles draft news. Make sure to join us all off-season long for the latest news, headlines, and analysis.